Hello and welcome to Art Object, where we talk about something I've made that relates to sound or listening. I was hoping to come to the studio each time for this feature, but this week I'm tied up with an exhibition I'm in, so I'm sending this episode of Art Objects from Gallery 10 in Reading, where the exhibition Love is Awesome has been running during February. You can probably hear sound art in the background. For today's Art Object feature, we're looking at some headphones that I have covered in red and pink knitting. A couple of squishy knitted red hearts are sewn onto the lead, which has a pink woolly covering. The earphones have been given extra stuffing so that they seal out all external sounds. And the headphones are larger and softer and pinker and fluffier than headphones normally are. An unusual love story, which you'll hear in a minute, is playing through these headphones. I spoke last week with my Reading-based group of fellow knitters, Sticks and String, about the headphones.
You feel sort of all cocooned in, and even though you can see people moving about in front of you and you can hear sort of background noise, you're still in your little world listening to the tapes.
Yeah, we're not used to those kind of headphones anymore.
I expected something more along the lines of maybe two people talking rather than one person relating a story, but like two people not necessarily talking to an audience, but talking to each other. But I expected an interaction between two people just from the visual representation of the headphones.
So we heard there from Gemma, Gabrielle and Sarah from the Sticks and Strings knitting group about what they expected to hear through the knitted headphones. This is what was playing.
There was a sense that only when I found, or if I found, this particular thing, would I discover any kind of satisfaction? It's important to be satisfied, isn't it? Anyway, I remember lying in a swimming pool in France in August, dreaming of this undefined thing. I recall watching the changing shapes of light on the water, hoping that they would offer up some answer to my physical yearning.
It was sensual.
And naturally, at first I assumed that what I wanted was a boy.
So that was Boy, the piece of music playing through the knitted headphones. Here are some of the reactions to the work.
And you do start to expect that she's going to start talking about a boy. And so when you reach the part where she says, and I thought that what I was longing for was a boy, and then it goes off into the echoes, and you're thinking, right, okay, I know where this is going now. And then you're totally thrown for a loop when you reach the part about the accordion.
I want an accordion.
By the pool, was it in France or Italy? France, and thinking, I need a man, and then, no, I need an accordion. You could see when people were listening to it, when they got to that bit, everyone would just suddenly laugh, and you're like, they just got to the accordion.
The accordion bit was completely unexpected. I think that's why you get everyone just laughing out loud at that point.
This week's art object has been knitted headphones playing a love story about an accordion. If you have any thoughts on this art object, do get in touch. Next week I'll be in the studio with Scott, talking about the Soundbank project that I mentioned during the last series of The Hub. But it's hard for us.